But the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, will teach you all things. Peace, not as the world giveth. The Prince of this world cometh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Did you ever consider what it would be like to live through a revolution, the bloody French Revolution, whose tragic effects remain with us today? One of the communist revolutions, not just the Winter Revolution in Russia of 1917, but in Portugal, and one of the several in Spain. The National Socialists, those were the National Socialists, who took over Germany in the 1930s, and Austria, the Anschluss. The confusion of those days, the false hopes, those who deceived themselves that maybe things could be worked out, those who escaped in time, and those who did not, and who perished in unspeakable circumstances. Do you ever think about that? You should. We are going through a revolution. The Prince of this world cometh, my friend, and he comes for you. What to do? Do nothing first. Ask yourself. No. Don't ask yourself. Ask God's own Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and then yourself. What are they doing? What is really happening? What is the analysis before the action? Remember, prayer, analysis, action are the 3 points of the great anti-Mohammedan crusader, St. John Capistrano. And how nice it was that one of our confirmands yesterday took that saint for his confirmation name. Prayer, study, thought, research. If I may say something personal, over the years, I've always thought to myself, whether it be the situation in the world, the situation in our country, the false popes, Vatican II, Archbishop Lefebvre, the Pius X Society, it goes on. If I can figure out, with assistance, what's happening, it's not so bad. That's half the battle. And the truth shall make you free. It's everything, really. But then to have figured it out is not enough. Then must I pray? Mother, good counsel, tell me. What am I to do? And then to ask, most of all, the Holy Ghost for his assistance. You cannot figure it out or resist by yourself. But did you know that one of the so important 7 gifts of the Holy Ghost, bestowed in abundance yesterday on our 10 new soldiers of Christ, how happy we are to have them with us, especially those from a distance, there are other guests today. The Holy Ghost is here today to help us to figure out what is going on so that you will not be snookered or taken in or deceived, at least not any longer. When we speak of the Holy Ghost and of his gifts, the difficulty is that it seems like so many vague, big words. And when you set yourself to study them, one author says one thing that seems to contradict another author, and that you might think to yourself, well, those are elevated notions, but they're not for me. But not so. The truth is that the Holy Ghost comes with his gift of knowledge, which is simple, Catholic, common sense. He must come because the prince of this world cometh as well. We resist him by knowledge, not encyclopedic knowledge, walking around knowing stuff, letting other people know how much you know too. No, no. All the lies and all of the deception, that's the kind of knowledge we're needing. The allure to know the pull of the world and the flesh still, and the devil. That tendency we all feel within us to go along, to get along with the program, with the group, with the family, with one's social or work circle, to attain or cling to some elusive concept of respectability. No, this gift enables us to, as Fauci said the other day, to forestall all of that. This gift makes us to judge things, both human and divine, according to this supernatural common sense. Not according to the standards of the worldly wise, who are always talking at you if you let them. In a word, this is my favorite part of this gift. It warns us of the deceits of creatures, to make us to see things in the light of God, God's way, to distinguish thus good from evil, truth from falsehood, real good from the sham, the appearance, the tinsel of this life. Pray earnestly for this gift. It is everything today, knowledge. It leads naturally to action, and that entails fortitude. But first, knowledge. And with it, you have everything you need, because life is full of deceit and of illusion, and they are after you. Desires pursue us, hustle us, want to sell us something all day long. We need some light. Who could turn the light on? That inner light, so that we know the truth or the falsehood of all that and all those with whom we come into contact. How can you achieve it? Well, it's a gift. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to study for it. There's no test involved. There's not even much merit, just sanctifying grace, Christ's merits that clothe us. How do we activate the gift we already have within? Flee from a merely natural and a sensual life. Flee from the world's criterion for seeing and judging, which is materialistic, which looks upon creatures as something to be used, and that would include you. No, resolve to use creatures always as God wants them to be used. Examine your conscience frequently on that point and see him, the Lord, in them, his creatures, as much as possible. That takes some quiet. I was thinking yesterday how grand it was that our children prepare to receive the Holy Ghost by quiet. And you, it's renewal, confirmation. That long vigil yesterday in the dark church, the quiet as we waited. Meditation on the vanity of this world is an excellent way to see things as they really are here below. And that's the rosary. That's the quiet of the rosary in its rhythm and its repetition. It's powerful prayer to enable us to have that truth within, knowledge. The present crisis, back to that, I think as good an analysis of what is really going on today as I have seen comes from a group of Novus Ordo conservative bishops and leaders of the Recognize and Resist movement. They're at the point now where the light has gone on, and they are realizing that Bergoglio and his bishops don't actually believe in Jesus Christ or in God himself. Not after they did the idol worship thing in the Vatican Gardens last fall and all of the rest. This is a statement. They're always having statements and getting people to sign it, but this was a pretty good one, and it came out in March, I think. It's a common sense kind of a thing. We believe, they wrote, that there are powers interested in creating panic among the world's population with the sole aim of permanently imposing unacceptable forms of restriction on freedoms, of controlling people, tracking their movements, and that this is a disturbing prelude to the realization of a world government beyond all control. Such measures have wrecked many an economy. Let the scientists tell the truth. Beware of shady business interests and of the pharmaceutical companies seeking huge profits by expensive cures for a not-so-dangerous flu virus. Let governments rigorously avoid all systems of tracking or locating their citizens. Let them not support the idea, the hidden intentions of a supranational body that have very strong commercial and political interests in the plan they have made against us. Let citizens be free to refuse vaccines. Let governments abstain from imposing a single way of thinking. In fact, that subtle dictatorship of opinion, the most effective of all, because so subtle. And last but not least, let everyone remember that our Lord Jesus Christ granted to his church an entire independence from the state to worship God, to teach and to govern citizens according to her own purposes for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls. Friday, the Supreme Court, led by the Chief Justice, a Bush appointee. Remember how all the time they're telling us vote Republicans so that they will appoint good judges? In a monumental decision, suppressed religious freedom, the freedom of worship in our land is now gone. The church has freedom. She claims it, not only to worship, but to teach and to govern her children. The teaching of our children is the primary right and responsibility of the parent. The church has a right to open and to operate her own schools, and let those sillies who are government worshipers learn this truth again to their shame. The state may not interfere in any ruling of the church upon her own affairs, nor may it in any way limit the sovereignty of God's own true church, nor may it in any way restrict or ban public worship or Catholic priests doing their priestly duty. Therefore, let all the coronavirus restrictions upon Catholic worship be removed. If citizens have duties towards the state, they also have rights, respect for the natural law, and God's interests come first. We are fighting an invisible enemy that seeks to divide citizens, to separate children from their parents, grandchildren from grandparents. souls from priests, students from teachers, and so on. In brief, to erase centuries of Christian civilization by an odious technological tyranny in which nameless and faceless people can decide the fate of the world by confining us to a virtual reality. But Christ will win. And may Our Lady defeat the plans of the children of darkness. Our Lady of the Light, pray for us. Come, Holy Ghost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.